Many counselor therapists, perhaps most, practice some version of a therapeutic approach variously called rational emotive therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy. Essentially, what it is it's an approach. I hate to say what it is. That's on paper, that would look terrible, isn't it? What it is bad, bad, bad. I don't have my teleprompter. It's a behavioral approach. It's a cognitive approach. It's a therapeutic approach that looks at how you think, tries to uncover what is going on in your mind that is causing your reactions to situations or your view of yourself, your view of others, your emotions. We feel and we act much predicated upon what we think. The problem is, much of what we think is very quick. Most of us have to think about what we think. The thoughts are automatic. They occur so quickly. They are, in essence, wired into us from the way we were raised, our temperament, our life experiences. For example, not unusually, somebody will call this show and be very upset over the way a relative is treating them, speaking to them, recently reacted to them. Oftentimes, I will say you're personalizing this. In other words, you are taking it as a direct attack on you. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is the relative's social cloddishness. Sometimes it is the relative's insecurity. Sometimes it is the spouse's attempt to be one up, and it has nothing to do with who you are and what you are and etc. Our thoughts are very powerful in creating our emotions. You want an illustration of this? I'll give you one. Let's say you're at a crowded bus stop. It's cold, it's windy, and it's sleeting rain. You're trying to stand underneath the little shelter there with the bench. Do any of you ride buses anymore? With the bench, trying to seek to stay dry. The problem is there are also 22 other people in there trying to seek to stay dry, and you're all kind of crushed together, barely able to move. You're getting wet anyway, not feeling too good about it. When you feel this stabbing jab down your calf, it feels like somebody's got an umbrella and they're, for whatever the reason, playing games. At least that's what you think. Initially, you let it go. You see it as an accident. Something's happening. It's crowded. The person doesn't know any better. So you're not too mad because you're thinking that it's an accident. It's not intended. But it continues. Now your thinking starts to change. Well, I don't care if it's an accident or not. Whoever it is has to feel they're bumping into something with the point of that umbrella, and it hurts. It goes on some more. You're getting angrier now because you're beginning to attribute malevolence to the person doing it. Somebody's playing a game. Somebody's being cute. Somebody thinks they're real funny, taking the point of their umbrella and just jabbing it. Now you're hot. You are really hot. And even though you're squished shoulder to shoulder with everybody, you're about ready to turn around and give the biggest glare you ever had. Stop the camera. Stop the tape. If at that point I said to you, "Why are you so angry?" You would likely say, "Because I'm getting jabbed in the calf by some jamoke who thinks it's funny. Start the tape again. You turn around as best you can, and you see this little old lady. Blind. It's not an umbrella. It's a cane. She's clearly disoriented. And she's not really sure what she's doing with the cane. She's trying to hold it out at some angle to keep herself balanced because she's getting jostled and she can't really tell. Stop the tape. Are you angry? You would say, no, I'm not. Not at all. I feel kind of sheepish, actually. Now, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. 2 seconds ago, you told me you were angry because you were being jabbed. That's what you told me. You were angry because whoever was jabbing you was doing it on purpose. 2 seconds later, your anger is completely gone. Replaced maybe by guilt. An internal state of oops. You're still being jabbed. The exact same event is happening to you. Your interpretation changed. You no longer interpreted it as a deliberate act. You interpreted it quite rightly for what it was. That anger that had been welling up in you immediately went away. Immediately! You didn't have to think to yourself, oh, I'll tell you what, lady, you're lucky you're blind. I'll tell you that right now, or you'd be getting a piece of my mind. No, no, you didn't have any of those feelings. They were gone. Or, as Father Crappie might say, gone. Now, you see the power of your thoughts? Thoughts, the interpretation of the event, changed everything you felt immediately. Now, I'll admit, that's an extreme example. But to some degree, our thoughts shape the way we react to events. And you oftentimes have to stop the camera, stop the tape, to figure out what it is you're thinking that's causing you to react the way you are. There's a lot of examples I can use from child rearing on this, and if we get a chance when we come back, I might try to share some with you.